Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
You can't go on the road and have four first half turnovers, two for touchdowns. I know I said that last night. It sounds like a broken record, but I just see a big old 5-0 in the turnover margin, which led to a lot of that. So really never give ourselves an opportunity to have momentum, have confidence when every bit of momentum you get is then taken away. It's tough. And so, again, I thought sequencing in the first half, the defense gave up a touchdown on the first drive, and then they got some three and outs, held them to a field goal in a short field. So there were some positive things. It was far from perfect. There's a lot of things we got to clean up. Offensively, there's a lot we got to clean up as well.
So that's Zach Taylor in the aftermath of the Bengals' 48-10 loss at Minnesota, a game in which Isaiah Rodgers scored two defensive touchdowns. This game was one-way traffic pretty early, and Jake Browning is not Joe Burrow, but he actually played decent football a couple years ago.
I still think they're going to be able to throw the ball. This was just a perfect storm. I needed 30 more passing yards out of that guy. I only had it at 170. That thing was so out of hand. He didn't play the fourth quarter.
It was Ryan Ripken time.
Well, five. You lose five possessions on takeaways. Yeah. That's going to cost you.
Absolutely.
I needed 30 yards for a nice, juicy parlay. What we're not talking enough about is the Bengals' defense is not any good.
No.
Like, people were trying to give them, you know, flowers for, you know, what they did against Jacksonville and what they did against Cleveland. Those are two pretty inept offenses. With limited quarterbacks. So I think there's problems for them defensively and their injury report. You know, Taylor Britt banged up, Stewart banged up. I don't think Hendrickson is in football shape. But I also don't think they're going to lose the turnover battle by five every week. But they've got, you know, a pretty wounded Denver team now on Monday Night Football.
What's happened to Bo Nix, Jason?
I think he sped up. I don't like his footwork. He looks hyper to me. The run game is still a little scattershot. Dobbins got better as this game went on. But I don't know. He looks skittish to me. So they've got some things to figure out in Denver, but like the Bengals aren't a lot of trouble here. Like they really needed that to be a supreme offense to remotely hold up that defense. And it's not going to be that. They've got to run the ball more than they are, but I don't know how effective that's going to be, 'cause it looks like a really bad offensive line to me.
And it's a brutal 3-week stretch they're in, at Denver, then host the Lions at Green Bay. It's not getting easier with the schedule.
No, and that's why I go back to, are we really going to see Joe Burrow at the end of the season?
No.
Are they really going to propagate this charade like the Orioles are doing? I don't know why the Orioles are doing this with Adley, but whatever.
We'll get a week out of him. Maybe he'll learn some good positive lessons for next year.
Maybe he'll rip up this quad again. Hey. And so, like, now we can't trade him because he'll be hurt all offseason.
You want to be pessimistic? I'm the opposite.
I just live in the real world. Whatever. Oblique is worse than quad.
Yeah,
I meant to say core. I was thinking more like core muscle.
Oh, no. Oh, I gotcha. Yeah.
But I said quad.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's shame on me.
Yeah. Hey, let's go to a guy who never tears anything, and that's Joe Flacco, who the Browns coming off.
Did Flacco wear sunglasses at night?
He might.
He could pull it off.
But Joe Flacco talks about their win over Green Bay.
Just do your job. Like, you've it's been hard, but you've stuck to it all day and just done the simple things, done your job each play. Continue to do that and have faith that everything else is going to take care of itself and we're going to get an opportunity. And that's what happened. You know, I think we got a bunch of tough-minded guys in that locker room, and you know, when you're out there on the field with them throughout the course of 60 minutes, you're proud and you can hold your head up high to be out there with those types of guys. So
charismatic Joe Flacco.
He's fired up. Yeah. Great job there, Beltway Ben on the wheels of steel, finding these clips. I thought twice he was going to cuss there.
Well, he cursed the bus,
but I thought twice we were going to get beeps.
Yeah.
Joe. Big win for the Cleveland Brownies.
And how about Miles
What a week-to-week
Garrett.
League. I mean, it's cliche, but it's real.
Yeah, a week ago, everybody's the Green Bay's going undefeated. Like, they got Micah Parsons now.
Throw the Lions in the mix, too. Oh, it's Green Bay's division. They're going to
week
Green Bay
just strutting on the sidelines pregame like Ric Flair rocking sunglasses at night.
Yeah.
The next, you might not be found anywhere at Arrowhead.
Mm.
Might be way deep undercover.
So,
I don't know.
The division's weird. The Bengals are 2-1. The Steelers are 2-1. Ravens and Browns both 1-2 as we enter week 4 of the National Football League.
Could it be that this division is a little like some recent AL East vintages, and it's a little janky, a little more fugazi, than it's given credit for?
Doesn't look great right now, that's for damn sure.
Are you feeling what I'm putting down, Bone?
I'm picking up. Who's
the one who smelt it, dealt it?
Oh, wow. Hey. Coming up next, by the way, we're going to take your calls at 415-410-583-1057. But Jonas Schaefer covers the Ravens for the Baltimore Banner. He was there last night. What did he think about the Ravens' performance? And is it fixable? We'll ask Jonas next here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.